looking today for a city in Hungary, and here's the thing, it's not a terribly well-known place. It's small, with fewer than 60,000 people. It's right along the Austrian border. Today, the surrounding region is known for its wines, both red and white, and the city itself is now a destination for dental tourism. You heard that right. There are more than 300 dental clinics there. Tourists come from all over for low-cost treatment. But our interest in the place has to do with something that happened there 20 years ago today, something that, in retrospect, was so important that German President Angela Merkel stopped by today to thank the citizens of Hungary. And that something was a picnic. Any idea? We'll be back to you in just a moment with the answer and a little bit more about that picnic.
The World's GeoQuiz is now interactive. You can test your geographical smarts online with the GeoQuiz Challenge and see how you measure up against contestants around the globe. The GeoQuiz Challenge at theworld.org.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Now let's answer our GeoQuiz today. We're looking for a small city in Hungary, close to the border with Austria. That fact is going to become important in just a moment. We mentioned a picnic that took place there 20 years ago today. Well, the answer is the city of Sopron. The World's Carol Hills has more.
20 years ago, the little Hungarian border city of Sopron effectively became a rip in the Iron Curtain. Back then, the border between Austria and Hungary divided the capitalist West from the communist East. In early August of 1989, Hungary's budding political opposition announced plans for a cross-border picnic with Austria. They chose the border crossing at Sopron. The Hungarian government agreed to open its border with Austria for 3 hours. As news spread about the picnic, hundreds of East Germans massed by the border gate in Sopron. East Germans had always been able to travel to communist Hungary. On August 19th, when the gate was opened in Sopron, East German men, women, and children started walking across into Austria. The Hungarian troops didn't stop them. By the end of 3 hours, more than 600 East Germans had entered Austria. 20 years later, the chief Hungarian border guard, Arpad Bella, recalled the scene.
They embraced, they kissed, they cried and laughed in their joy. Some sat down right across the border. Others had to be stopped by the Austrian guards because they kept running and didn't believe they were in Austria.
Today in Sopron, Hungarians and Germans commemorated the picnic. Some of those East Germans who took part came back to note the anniversary. German President Angela Merkel, herself an East German, came to Sopron today to thank the people of Hungary. She said, what Hungarians did was very brave. Two enslaved nations together broke down the walls of enslavement, and Hungarians gave wings to East Germans' desire for freedom. Cold War historians now consider the picnic at Sopron a turning point. 20 years ago, after the picnic, there was no response from the 80,000 Soviet troops stationed in Hungary. Back in Moscow, Mikhail Gorbachev also took no action. In the months that followed, tens of thousands of East Germans traveled to Hungary, hoping that the government there might permanently open up its borders with the West, which it did, on September 11, 1989. Afterward, 60,000 more East Germans crossed into Austria. Then in November, the wall came down. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.